Fact check: Democrats claim Kamala Harris is from middle class and working class. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 19, 2024. Claim: Democrats claimed during the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois, on Monday that presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris is from the middle class and working class. Verdict: completely and totally false. Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers, UAW, referred to Harris as a fighter for the working class. On behalf of 1 million active and retired members of the UAW, I am honored to support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be our next president and vice president, Fain told the crowd. And, I want to say thank you to Joe Biden for making history by walking the picket line with the UAW. For the UAW and for working class people everywhere, this election comes down to one question: which side are you on? On one side, we have Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who have stood shoulder to shoulder with the working class. On the other side, we have Trump and Vance, two lapdogs for the billionaire class who only serve themselves. So, for us in the labor movement, it's real simple: Kamala Harris is one of us. She's a fighter for the working class. During her speech at the convention, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, claimed that Harris was for the middle class because she is from the middle class. In Kamala Harris, we have a chance to elect a president who is for the middle class because she is from the middle class, Ocasio-Cortez told the crowd. As Breitbart News politics editor Emma Jo Morris previously reported, she lived up the street from where Harris went to school. Morris explained that Harris's childhood and adolescence were spent living in an upper-class enclave in Montreal, Canada. Morris wrote, "I know that because I grew up on the exact same street she grew up on. I actually lived up the street from where she went to school, and she lived down the street from where I went to school. During the seldom-discussed childhood and adolescence she actually spent living in an upper-class enclave in Montreal, Canada." Morris noted that Harris grew up in a neighborhood called Westmount, which is a majority English neighborhood in the French province of Quebec. She would have definitely experienced segregation living there, but not the kind she has claimed in the last few years to have lived through. The neighborhood in which Harris grew up is the most upscale neighborhood. Morris added that at the time Harris was living there, the neighborhood was not only the nicest neighborhood in Montreal but was the richest one in all of Canada. Far from the struggle of the streets Harris now purports to have been down with. During an interview with Mike Slater, the host of Breitbart News Daily, on Sirius XM Patriot, Morris stated that she would not associate the word struggle with the neighborhood Harris grew up in. "I actually come from the same neighborhood as Kamala Harris, where she grew up," Morris said. "She obviously wasn't born there. She was born in California, and then her mother taught at McGill and did research at the Jewish General Hospital in Montreal, and she lived in a neighborhood called Westmont, which is probably, struggle is not a word that you could ever associate with that neighborhood." Morris admitted that there was one type of segregation in Montreal, economic segregation.